SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. At least some of the illegal aliens allegedly involved in a riot along the southern border overrunning National Guard troops in Texas recently have reportedly been ordered released by a judge. The El Paso Times reports the judge acted after declaring the district attorney was not set to proceed with detention hearings for each of those charged. Nashville police hunting for a 46-year-old suspect in a deadly Easter Sunday shooting at an eatery in the city's Salemtown neighborhood. It involved two men, happened as the place was packed during Sunday brunch.
From what we're hearing, the two got into an argument that significantly escalated within moments. We are hearing that the gunman arrived just minutes before this happened.
Nashville police spokesman Don Aaron, speaking with WTVF, says one man was killed, five other people were injured. More than a half dozen young people, 12 to 17 years of age, shot over the weekend in Indianapolis.
One of them was in critical condition at the time and has since been upgraded to stable condition. The remaining have all been stable throughout. A short time ago, a seventh victim, also a juvenile, arrived at an area hospital with another gunshot wound, also listed in stable condition.
Indianapolis Deputy Police Chief Tanya Terry on WRTV. It happened in downtown Indy on Saturday night. Cranes are on the job removing the wreckage of the Key Bridge from the Baltimore Harbor Channel. Maryland's governor says that among his top priorities, reopening the port of Baltimore and assuring the safety of all of the state's infrastructure, its roads, bridges, and such. Four construction workers who were on the bridge when it went down remain unaccounted for. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 103 points higher. This is SRN News. Most Americans want pot to be legal.
Despite the warnings of clergymen and pro-family groups, the Pew Research Center reports that 57% of adults think marijuana should be legal for both medical and recreational use. Another 32% say the drug should be made legal only for medicinal purposes. 11% don't want it legal for any reasons. Full legalization of pot is most popular with Democrats and with younger Americans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration will pay for women in uniform to travel out of state for an abortion, but so far, not many female service members are taking advantage of the program. The Pentagon reports that the travel reimbursement offer was only used 12 times from June to December of last year. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin instituted the policy after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The Pentagon does not have data on the first 5 months of 2023. This is SRN News. Public health officials say it's a matter of righting a past wrong in medical care.
More than 14,000 black candidates for a kidney transplant have been moved up on the priority list. That's because a once widely used test overestimated how well black people's kidneys were functioning, making them look healthier than they really were. Dr. Michelle Morris is New York City's chief medical officer.
This is a great example of the fact that actually health inequities are completely avoidable. They're unjust and they're remediable.
I'm Donna Warder.
UPS says it will become the primary air cargo provider for the United States Postal Service. The Atlanta Shipping Company says it has received an air cargo contract from the U.S. Postal Service that significantly expands an existing partnership between the two. UPS will move the majority of air cargo in the U.S. for the post office following a transition period. More details at srnnews.com.